Hey everybody, this is Metal Goddess Jen, and tonight I am joined by Curtis Batala from Kingdom of Few. How are you doing, Kurt?
I'm good, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Good, good, good. So, you guys are awesome.
You checked us out, eh? You heard music. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
and I'm actually going to play a 3-block after our interview.
Beauty.
You guys want to stay tuned for that. All right, so first question I have for you is, who are the band members and what is their role in the band?
So on the Skins, we got John Clark. We call him Johnny C. On lead guitar and rhythm guitar, we got Reno Serrani. He's the shy one. Mm-hmm. And Alex Parks is our bassist. And myself, I do the vocals.
Awesome. What is the history of the band?
Well, we got started about, it's just been over a little over 2.5 years ago. And it was kind of funny. I was looking for something to do again in terms of music. I just got out of something. And I was like, I want to give something my all. You know, I really want to put a lot of time into something and see how far we can take something. And that day I grabbed one of the local like music entertainment magazines. And I saw this ad, and it was the first thing I looked at, and it was so funny. It was like, okay, it was like it stood out. It, like, popped off the page. And I emailed Alex at the time, and he sent me a couple tracks that him and John had kind of banged out for, demo-wise. And they had them on MySpace. And they said, you know, give this a shot and see if you can put some lyrics and vocals to it. And it was so quick. Like, it was just within probably, like, 2 days, I pretty much solidified those songs, and they're still in our lineup. Those are two of the songs that we still play live.
Wow, that's cool.
And, and they're on our EP. So yeah, so that happened, and we were looking for a guitar player, like really hard looking for a guitar player, and went through a few guys. And it's funny, Reno actually auditioned for this band previously. Like a year ago, because the search for Kingdom of Few was a big project for John and Alex. They couldn't find a singer. They couldn't find a guitar player that really fit the part. And Reno came back down, and I was in the picture at that time, and it really worked. Reno was, within 30 seconds, I was like, Johnny, Alex, like, we can end it, right? We're done. We found our guy. It's fun. But yeah, that's kind of how we got started. And then from there, the songwriting just really took off. I mean, within that first 6 months, we probably had, 8 or 9 original songs that we thought were really good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty fast. Do you know the origin of the name of the band?
Yeah, actually, it was funny. We're all chilling, and that's something, too, we're really working hard on, writing down names while you're at work and every little stupid thing that pops into your head, right? And we had sheets, and I remember Alex sitting at his desk, and he's just like, what about Kingdom of Few? Like, it just came to him. And you know what? It was the only name that, like, resonated with us. Everything else was just, like, either too cheesy, too brandy, too catchy. Mm-hmm. And for us, it was like, yeah, it actually, at first I didn't really know what it was going to stand for, and now I kind of do, right? So it's definitely turned us into something, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Personal questions for you, and then we'll get back to the band.
Sure.
What's your musical background? Like, when did you, become interested in music, knew this is what you wanted to do?
This is going to sound crazy, but I knew what I wanted to do. I mean, music was my calling, I'd say, when I was probably 5 or 6. And it started off, obviously, up here, we got much music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just watching, 80s rock videos and just being like, looking at that front man and just being like, wow, look at that. Look at the control he has over that audience. And just being so passionate about music. And I don't think I took it real serious until I got probably about 14 or 15 when I bought my first guitar and started writing and playing songs. And then with Kingdom of Few, it was kind of, I didn't really consider myself a singer until Kingdom of Few, because I never really just sang. I was more of like a guitarist / singer guy. And it really fit and made me realize that you gotta work hard to look after your voice too. So
yeah, that's one thing I've been told. I have a brother-in-law who is the lead singer, and he plays actually keyboard too. And he's like, you know, maybe I can stretch this thing because, you know, singing helps add more substance to what you can do when you're performing. Yeah. So big time.
And that's the thing too. Like my always as a guitar player, you know, I don't know if it ever felt like super like natural, but being a frontman feels really natural. And I think it shows in our shows. Like, I can't stand still. You know, it's just the music is. If the music's good, I can't stop moving. It's just that happens, right?
Yeah. So, who are your influences? Do you have any?
Myself, just it's such a big list. You know, when I was a kid, it was definitely like 80s rock and 80s glam rock. You know, I'll remember the first record I ever got was Appetite for Destruction, and I was 8. And I got that for my birthday, and I remember my mom took it away, like, immediately, right? She we put it on, and Crazy came on, and there's, like, 30 F-bombs in that song.
Yeah.
My mom confiscated it, and I eventually, like, stole it back, and I couldn't get it out. Like, you know what's crazy? Is that CD is still in my CD player. It's been, you know, it's been 20-some years, and I still can't get past that record, but it was definitely Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue in the early years for me, and then obviously that whole grunge movement really impacted me too, but bands like Soundgarden and Pearl Jam really did it, and then punk rock in probably my, you know, late teens, bands like Face to Face and the Descendants, Black Flag, and just that really, you know, showed me too that, you know, I don't know. I like to wear a lot of different hats, and I think that I'll really give anything that's good a chance. So
that's awesome. I got my first record when I was 8, but it was Michael Jackson. I was thrilling.
That, though, there's some good guitar work on that album.
Yeah, that shows my age.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So who? This is kind of a funny question. Who are you currently listening to? Like, who's in your CD player in your car?
Right now, it's a good mix. Social Distortion has been like probably one of the biggest influences on me too, and I can't get their stuff off my iTunes. Gaslight Anthem, for me too, really good rock band. But it's mostly still finding stuff like bands like Jet. I really dig for the rock and roll stuff, but I'm falling back more and more into the Stones and things like that, more classic rock, and, you know, Zeppelin, the Stones, and Black Sabbath, and you know, just finding more inspiration in older music than newer music, which is kind of sad, but I'm always looking for that new band, right, to kind of inspire myself a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I think the older you get to, the more you go back to that classic rock, because you've grown up listening to what's considered the newer rock, and you know, you go back to listen to the classic stuff, and you can see where it's evolved. And
yeah,
really interesting.
Even it's kind of crazy, but Calgary has an amazing rock and roll scene, and there's some bands coming out of here that I'm like, you know, there's really nothing stopping them. There's bands like Silent Panic in Calgary, and Night at the Chelsea that's just up the street, in Red Deer and Open Air, and I mean, those bands, if anything, have influenced me more than any modern bands on the radio by far, or you know, not on the radio. So it's kind of neat. These young bands coming out of Calgary are definitely making an impact on me. It's crazy.
Now, going back into the questions about the band, would you say that, you know, as the band, that's kind of the influences too that you all have?
Oh, no, it's real. I think that's what makes us so, our EP, like our EP is a combination of so many different styles.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex, our bass player, is definitely the more metal influenced musician. You know, he listens to a lot of Slayer, and Maiden is a big influence for him. Johnny, our drummer, is kind of like me, you know, he'll wear any hat. You know, it's, I think punk rock and classic rock and just rock and roll, you know, kind of for him. Reno's kind of like, again, he's more into the ambient style of rock and roll. He likes things like Radiohead and, you know, Jane's Addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big influences on him, like Hendrix too, and Pearl Jam, bands like that. And then, you know, it definitely blends into our music because it's so hard to define our sound, really. It's, and every song has a different vibe to it, so.
Now, you guys just put out your EP
Yeah, we just did. Yeah.
And you actually just released the first single, which is Rich Man, on the 23rd, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just this past Monday, yeah.
How is that going? Is it there a lot of success with it?
It's going great, actually. We're really surprised. A few stations have picked it up immediately. Mm-hmm. And getting consistent spin, and we got some play in Australia, I believe, and
wow.
You know, it's as far east as, you know, Nova Scotia and Newfoundland. So it's definitely eye-opening to us, because I mean, we're very confident in our songwriting and our abilities, but it's neat to, you know, get radio play in places like Washington, and you know, like we're like, wow, how'd you find out about us? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So okay. Here's some questions that we have from Kathy. As a band, how does Kingdom of You juggle work, family, and other activities to remain active in the music scene?
That's probably one of the hardest things to do, especially I have a pretty intense job as well, and I travel a lot for work. But, I mean, for us, I think it's hard, but it's easy in a sense because we love it so much, so we always make time for that. Mm-hmm. I think the big thing for us is to really just stay grounded and, you know, not let our egos get out of control. And I mean, you got to realize what pays the bills, and at this point our jobs pay the bills.
Yep.
So I mean, and there's nothing more important in this world than family has to always come first. And you know, I think we do a good job of juggling it. Each of us has our own commitments, definitely career wise we're all career guys, but even family-wise too. So, I mean, we do a decent job of juggling that for sure. It's not, it ain't easy, but I think it's well worth it once you get into the music scene to give it a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's the most difficult part about being in a band, and what is the best? Now, you kind of touched on that with the last answer.
The hardest part about being in a band, like speaking personally, is just like relationships. I always find that, you know, you can meet a great girl, and things go really well, and they like really support the music at first. And then, you know, 6 months later, when they realize that the commitment, the time commitment, and obviously the personal commitment to it, that always goes, it tends to go south. And that's just, maybe that's just my own experiences. I hope there's somebody else out there who feels that too. But obviously, the best part is that, the second part, the best part about being in a band, was that it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
The second part, man, it's just honestly, I think playing live is like the music is my drug by far. I've never done drugs. And just like for me, it's just, you know, I thrive on that live energy. If we play a good show, that high stays with me for weeks. And just the adrenaline rush. And I mean, the other process that I find awesome is the songwriting process. Like, there's something really awesome and cool about creating something and then unleashing it a couple of weeks later in a live situation and seeing how the crowd responds. And that to me is obviously one of the big things too.
Okay, she wants to know if you guys could open for anybody, who would it be?
God, that's a good question, Kathy. Wow. For me personally, I think it would be the Stones or somebody like that, or like, for me, maybe the Cult. You know, I love bands like the Cult. And that's a tough one. Kiss. I would love to open for Kiss. I think, you know, that's a band that you want to play with, right? They put on the best show.
Yeah.
You ever seen Motley Crue? Would be amazing too. Motley would be good. And Guns N' Roses when they get back together, because it's gonna happen. You know it.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
There's some legendary bands out there, right? So. That's a tough one, Kathy. Wow.
So, you guys all write the songs together, or who does most of that?
It's a collaborative thing for sure. Some songs are probably more influenced and more, I guess, structured and written by individuals in the band. But for the most part, it's a collaborative thing. Alex and Reno will come up with some cool ideas and musically, and sometimes I'll bring some stuff in, but on the whole, I think we're all writers. Even Johnny, as a drummer, there's a musician in there, and there's a writer in there, which is, I think, you need. But the good thing about us is that with those different influences, it definitely does, the creative juice is always flowing with us, and I don't think we, you know, try very hard to write songs. I think they just happen, and I think that's a good thing. It's definitely not a labor, you know, it's something that's a lot of fun. And the boys, like Alex and Reno, they're that good that, like, the music, for me, like, lyrically and melodically, it really, it's easy to flow, and it's just, usually in a couple days, we'll bang it out, and it'll be the finished product for the most part. The biggest thing with me, though, is lyrics. I don't like to write down lyrics. Mm. So what I do is, if it doesn't stick, like, if I don't remember it, I figure, you know, it wasn't worth remembering. Yeah. So if it's good, I'll remember, right? So I never write stuff down. The boys always give me a hard time about that. But, you know, for the most part, it's worked out so far. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're the one that's got to sing them, so you need to remember the song.
Got to stick to that, so.
Yeah. What are the goals for the band in 2012?
I don't know. Like, this is probably, it's February. And it feels like we've come out of the gates with a lot of steam, you know, with our single release. But my goals are just, you know, I would love to crack, like, top 10 rock radio.
Yeah.
Go on tour, you know, do a full tour. We've done some smaller shows, I mean, out of town and stuff like that. But it'd be great to go on tour for a month or two and have some support with some great, you know, large acts. And that would be phenomenal. And just expand our fan base and, you know, try to see what else is out there for us in terms of opportunities. And I realize that it might not be in Canada, you know, our scene might not be here, it might be somewhere else, and we're open to that idea as well. But just really keep putting out a good product. I mean, I really have a lot of faith. Our EP, to me, it's, you know, it's something that's been missing for a long time on the landscape, and it's not very mainstream sounding. I think it's got a little bit of mainstream, but it definitely has a different edge to it as well, and I really hope that it identifies with people, and then that can open some doors for us as well. So basically, we're just going to keep working like we're working and bringing the positive opportunities to us, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are definitely good. I really enjoyed the songs that were sent to me, and like I said, we're going to be playing some of those.
Very cool.
So do you have any crazy stories that you guys have experienced together?
You know, we just had one. Like 2 days ago, we went out to Rock 104 in Olds, and they had Kingdom of Fuse Saturday, so they, you know, we won their Star Search, and we got out there, and there's just something about us. I mean, we're geeks, we're just dorks, right? So there was, I mean, I don't think we wore pants for the whole weekend. It was just ridiculous, right? So there's a couple things. I saw a bat wing. I don't know if you know what the bat wing is. I saw the brain this weekend. It was just trouble, right? And then Reno, man, it's an inside joke, but all I'm going to say is one night in Reno, and it was just hilarious. It was just, it was a good weekend. But, I mean, that's what the road's about, too. It's getting a chance to, you know, get away from all the distractions, like work and stuff like that, and focus on just rocking out. So
where can listeners find your music and, you know, any information, like your websites and social media? And
we've kind of got all the bases covered right now. I mean, our Twitter's doing well. Twitter's been great, at Kingdom of Few, and then kingdomoffew.com, Facebook, obviously, and as well as YouTube and Reverb Nation. And I think we also have, yeah, we've got MySpace running too, but YouTube's been good for us because we do put together Kingdom TV, which is kind of like our monthly web blog, and we kind of put together some clips from you know, the shows, and you get to meet and greet a lot of the people and other bands, and there's a lot of craziness in those videos too. There's a lot of spanking and stuff like that.
So, hey, that's, you know, my kind of video.
I always feel so bad for Reno. He just gets picked on, but he is he's a phenomenal guitar player, but his ass just continues to get the beat down.
That's hilarious. Now, you guys are part of the Dragonfly Rockstars.
That's right. That's been huge for us. And when we started Twitter, I think we had 22 followers, and it was funny because I was like, what the hell is Twitter? Everybody's like, Kurt, you got to get this Twitter thing going. And eventually, we've got a few additions, and then one of them was Dragonfly Rockstars. Somebody forwarded them some of our stuff, and they liked it, and they said, would you guys be interested in having us kind of, you know, promote you on Twitter and, you know, open up some other doors like this one here, like talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, of course. And, you know, in a month, I think we added about 550 followers.
Wow.
And it was like, wow. And I mean, that got us play in, you know, Washington and, you know, other parts of Canada as well as Australia. And it really opened our eyes. And so now, I mean, with that, it's, we got some goals now. You know, you gotta keep up on the social media to, you know, interact with your fans a little bit better too. So
yeah, I think it makes it more personal when you're able to talk to your fans.
That's what Twitter is. I think Twitter is a really good way to connect with people, and it's a lot better than Facebook, and it's just like sending a text to your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's a really good way to share your music and your videos, and it really can show people your identity as a band, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, actually, one I want to talk about big time is February. I can't even say February. Why is that so tough?
It's a tricky month.
God. February 11th, we are playing Studio 82 with Calgary's best original bands. So there's going to be, I think there's 14 bands on this bill. It's a full-day event. I think it starts at 6, bleeds itself into 2 a.m., and all the funds are going to cancer research.
Oh, that's very cool.
And yeah, it's a massive gig, and this venue is phenomenal, and the Terry Lee Labarde group that's putting it on is doing such a good thing, really putting their fingerprints on charity work, but also the original scene and the music scene here in Calgary, and it's so inspiring to see people give a crap about, first of all, a good charity, but also music, you know,
yeah.
Especially original music, because a lot of people will not go seek out music unless it's on the radio, but it's really nice to catch, you know, people fallen into bands because of what they're being a part of. So big props to them for that.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Good luck on that show. Hope
thank you very
there's
much.
A big turnout for that.
Cool. Yeah, me too.
Well, I just want to thank you for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me. This was very cool.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Stay tuned, you guys. We are going to play a 3-block. We're going to start with Rich Man, Listen In On The Corner, and once again, Kingdom of Few. Go check them out. I will put their information up on my wife's website as well.